It frequently happens that children who have no conception of what Jew means or that there is any such thing in the world begin to cry as soon as a genuine Jew or Jewess comes near them. That's unquote. That's from this book. Isn't that incredible? So children, see, of course, they don't speak English yet, right? They don't speak any language yet. Everything is basically pure emotion, right? They feel things. But we grown-ups, we intellectualize more. We listen to words more, right? Or maybe we look at expressions more, but somehow the little child, maybe they can actually pick up a vibration that we lose. I mean, the grown-ups lose as they get older. Because, like, for example, I just heard now they're learning that babies have perfect pitch. Have you ever heard about that? If you will say, you know, certain musical things to them, they can repeat it back, you know. But they lose it when they get older. So maybe children have something similar when it comes to feeling the goodness or the lack of goodness, the evil in people. That's a kind of protection, you know. And so when they feel the Jew may look friendly, he may act friendly, he may hide his hatred, as they're told to do in their Talmud, but the baby picks it up and he starts to cry. He feels that the Jew wants to kill him, the Jew hates him. You see, the Christian baby feels it, you know. Yeah. So here's what the author continues. This is, you may take this reference of Chamberlain's for what it may be worth, but I hasten to add that his works, volumes 1 and 2, arrested the attention of the literary world and was speedily declared to be one of the masterpieces of the century. Do not minimize this great scholar of natural science.